Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Now, today we are talking about your favourite childhood scars. And this topic of conversation came up because I was chatting with Jackie, our content manager here at Joy, about when we were kids, she was quite the tomboy, played lots of sport, got lots of scratches and whatever else. And I said I was the same, but I always wore dresses doing so. And she was like, oh, well, what's your favourite scar?
Because everyone's got one. We've all had them when we were kids.
Yes. And I have the best scar ever on my thumb. And it's the most random scar you could ever have because it's not on the outside of my thumb, it's on the inside of my thumb. And people are like, well, what did you do?
What did you do, Rach?
Well, Dean, I was at the beach. How does one get a scar at the beach? Pippies. I was picking pippies.
What are pippies?
Oh, the little clam shells.
Okay.
In the water. And I picked up a pippy and it was slightly open and it closed on my hand. That's not what gave me the scar. No, my grandfather came over with the biggest knife. Imagine like Crocodile Dundee being like, that's not a knife. This is a knife. That was my pop.
Yeah.
Comes over with this giant fishing knife and he's like, I'll get it for you, Rach. And misses part of the
your
pippy.
Thumb gets, instead of the pippy.
Yeah.
Oh, how old were you?
Oh, four, maybe five.
Oh, if you got the scar like that, that must have been pretty deep.
It must have been. I don't specifically remember healing from it, but I remember the story because it's just so ridiculous.
At least you were near the beach, so you could have just put your hand in the salt water and got it disinfected straight away.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. My nan was like, Ron, that's my pop's name, why didn't you just put Rachel's hand back in the water? The pippy would have opened back up.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never heard of a pippy before.
Well, got a pippy injury.
There you go. Don't put your finger in a pippy is not something I thought I'd say this early in the morning on Thursday.
That's some good life advice, Dean.
Yeah.
Don't put your finger in a pippy. If you have your favourite scar story that you want to share with us, let us know, 0427 569 949.
You can email onair@joy.org.au and don't be afraid to go into the level of detail that we just got there because I did not know what a pippy was before and who knows. We've all had those ridiculous situations like where you've jumped off a couch and gone headfirst into a table or something. So let us know your crazy scar story from your childhood.
These battle scars.
We are talking childhood scars this morning on the show. Rach was just telling us about her pippy scar.
Yes, where my pop, instead of just putting my hand in the water, decided to get a giant fishing knife and not just get the pippy off my thumb, but almost cut my thumb off in the process.
Well, I'm one of those kids that had a lot of different scars from ridiculous scenarios as a child. There was one time where I jumped off the couch at my nonna's house and went headfirst into the cupboard and had to get stitches at the top of my head, which you can absolutely see. I don't remember really any of it. Like, I'm retold the story, just like you, when you're a kid. Like, it becomes that little fabled story that gets told.
Yeah.
But I actually don't remember, but I do remember sitting there getting the stitches done, not having any idea what's going on.
Is it because you hit your head? Did you black out?
Well, I don't think so. I was really young. Like, you know what kids are like when they'll just be fearless and jump off whatever. But I also have a scar on my chin.
Oh, yes.
And that was from just running into a friend's house and slipping when it was wet on the floor and knocking my chin into the corner of a table. And once again, needing to get stitches. I don't really remember any of it happening, but needing to get stitches. But the irony of all of this, my actual favourite childhood scar is neither of those.
Oh.
It is actually the one sitting next to my nose. I have a massive chickenpox scar.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, when you get chickenpox as a kid, like nothing worse, you're not meant to scratch yourself and all you can do is scratch yourself. So I was like, got chickenpox so bad. I had like ointment all over my body and everything. And I just did, but I didn't even think about it. You know, when you just itch, you got an itchy nose or whatever, you just don't think. So I now have like a massive, massive chickenpox scar in the bedroom. Basically next to my nose, on my face. So I had to just get used to it in life and pretend it's a beauty spot. So that's what that is.
That's hectic. I never got chicken pox, so I can't relate.
Be careful. Don't get it as an adult.
I know. I heard.
This is not something you want to do.
I have an audio message to play for you as well. This one's from Wayne.
This was too long to text, but once we used to put the swing set next to the pool and climb on top and jump off the top in our own stylistic way. One day I slipped and caught my side on a bolt sticking out. My mother slapped it down with some Dettol, put some bandage on and told me to go outside because she told me it was my own fault because she told us not to do it in the first place. This scar is absolutely beautiful. I love you, Mum.
That's always the way, isn't it, when you get a scar or hurt yourself as a kid? Well, I told you not to.
I told you not to do it. I feel like we're starting to see a bit of a pattern here with, you know, kids doing wild things. My cousin jumped off my brother's shoulders into the shallow end of the pool and split his chin open. That was quite a dramatic injury to get.
Well, Andy sent in a message saying, I don't know where to start regarding scars on my body. They're like tattoos. They're all over me. The one I see every morning is the one right on my nose, like mine. Where a roof tile hit me in the bridge of my nose and needed stitches. Oh, my gosh. It's not that bad, but because of my sunglasses, everything's always sitting a bit to the side.
Oh, my goodness. How did a roof tile hit you on the nose? Did it just fall off the roof?
I'm more a little concerned about the property you were staying in at the time.
Yeah. Sounds dangerous. Lance messaged in saying, it was early high school. My school didn't offer dance as a subject, so obviously I started dance troupe as a young gay boy. Anyway, we were practicing after school in a room that had a garage roller door to let the air in. We finished practice and went to shut the roller door and it started to roll up weirdly into a really big loop at the top rather than a tight one. Well, I was standing under the door when all of a sudden this big loop unrolled and landed just above my eyebrow and cut me open. Needless to say, this is a permanent scar.
Oof. Lance also says, I tricycled into the corner of the brick wall as a child and needed stitches on my chin.
Oh my goodness, we are getting so many messages. Dean, I don't think there's a better way to start your day than talking about funny childhood stories.
Everyone's got one. This is one we've gotten from JJ, who has a two-way tie for favourite scar. JJ has a scar on the middle of his right index finger. His dad was fishing and the hook got caught in his finger. And also have two near his left eyebrows from where his brother hit him in the head with a piece of metal. Oh, God, he was sick of me leaving school, so thought if he hit me, I'd stay at home. Oh, my God.
Don't go to school. Yeah. I wonder if his brother was, like, little and not at school.
No, this is
yet.
Younger. This is younger brother, I'm assuming, because obviously, yeah, and just hit with a piece of metal so hard that you scarred. And then, hopefully you can stay home and we can just watch TV.
Oh, my goodness. I've got another one here, but we will play that one for you after the news headlines. Have you got a fun story behind your favourite childhood scar?
I don't know if it's a fun story, but I have a story. I was probably about 10 years old. And do you remember those flying foxes?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I love them.
Yeah, so we had one at my primary school, and it was long after they got rid of those awesome wooden playgrounds and started replacing them with those modern ones that we have today. You know, all the metal bars and meant to be safe. Anyway, I reckon we
Meant
to be. I reckon the thing had been there for about a week, and silly me was having my first go on the flying fox, and I jumped up on it, immediately missed it and hit my head on one of the landings.
Walked
home with stitches, three stitches under my right eye. So if I squint, you can kind of see a little bit of the scar.
Oh, I just thought you had wrinkles, doll.
Oh, honey.
Bit too young for that, but now that you laugh like that, I can absolutely see.
You
no,
can never
wait,
unsee it.
They are the wrinkles. What am I talking about? I have one of those type scenarios as well. It's not really a scar, but when I was a kid, I liked to pretend I was Superman. Mm. And when we were camping, I jumped off a giant fort like I was Superman, one arm stretched out, one arm back, and whacked my head into the pole to actually slide down the playground. I remember doing that. Don't remember anything else. Apparently, everyone was at lunch. Mum was like, where's Dean? Walks over to the playground. My head is planted in the dirt, like face planted in the dirt. And I just remember waking up in the ambulance, like, obviously I've broken my nose, and that was my camping injury from then. No real scar, but the stupidest thing, I was pretending to be Superman and tried to fly.
Oh, bless. Thank you for sharing those stories. If you want to share your...
different stories come through. JJ's brother threw a bit of metal at his head to get him to stay from school.
Yeah, stay home from school. Boom. Whack you on the head. I've got another one here. This one is from Wayne. Second best story.
Ooh, I've got another one. Jumping on the trampoline, you would do tricks like somersaults or jump up and touch your toes. But I was fat, and so I jumped up and touched my toes, but landed on my bum and put my two front teeth just above my knee into my leg. When I get to work, I will send you a picture of this scar. It is the exact dimensions of two front bucky teeth.
I was more concerned, I mean, that teeth would have broken. Like, we really do go hard when we're kids, don't we?
It's so true. And there is, in fact, a picture that has two perfectly, like, straight lines of little rectangle teeth. So there you go. Another crazy story that I have is water slides, right? Good fun. How are you meant to injure yourself on a water slide?
We all find a way.
Well, I have a scar at the top of my buttocks because they tell you if you are in one of the donuts, one of the inflatable round things, don't let your bottom hit the slide as you're going down.
Wait, you
the
mean
really fast slides.
Like not the watery bit, but like the slidey bit.
The actual slide. Yeah. So like it stay, keep your bum above, like within the circle of the donut.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Sit in the center.
Yeah. My butt slipped impossible. Through and I got a burn. It went through and I was at an age where I wanted to wear board shorts over my swimmers. So I had board shorts and swimmers on and it burnt a hole through plus about 10 layers of skin.
I mean, this is the thing. We seem to be that little bit more resilient as kids. I think as we get a little bit older, we're like, nah, I won't bother doing that thing. But when you're a kid, you just think you're invincible. I was more worried when Wayne was saying that trampoline story we were going to have because I always jumping off a trampoline, you'd always like have one leg fall through the corner or something like that. We kind of just went hard, didn't we?
Well, that doesn't happen anymore because all the trampolines these days don't have the old springs around the outside.
And they've got the safety net. It's ridiculous. Put kids at risk like we were.
Oh, I swear everyone has like a story about being pinched by a trampoline spring for sure.
Everyone, if not just jumping off it and banging into a tree, if not something else.
Well, Jackie's story was about doing an obstacle course around her yard, went to jump over the dog kennel and got her inner thigh caught on the edge of the, back then, metal dog kennel.
I know. This is the thing. It's like all these little, we're much more safer now than when we were. These metal scars. And we've been talking scars this morning on the show. Childhood scars, in fact, because everyone seems to have one.
Yeah, little Jace has messaged in saying, I've got a little scar. How funny. Little Jace has a little scar. Mm-hmm. Above my eye where I fell off the top bunk, I was pretending I was on a boat and ran into a storm. But then the bunk fell over and went through the window.
Through the window. It just drives me, it freaks me out a little bit to think how resilient we were as kids compared to now. Like, you know, when we cut ourselves now, you've probably still got your bruise from before midsummer.
I'm sure. I haven't actually checked.
Yeah, and you know, everything just takes a little bit longer to heal. But when you're young, you can throw yourself around a room, jump through a window, all of it, and everything just seems fine.
Did you ever ride a bike as a kid, Dee?
Yeah, I loved riding my bike as a kid.
Did you have any biking accidents?
I mean, yeah, I would run into walls, everything. I liked to roller skate, but I didn't know how to stop.
Oh.
So, yeah, like, and I'd happily just go full force into something. Like, why not?
That's how I felt when I learned to drive manual. But when I was first got my first big bike, I'm talking not like a smaller, you know, pink fairy bike type thing, like a proper big kid, I think it was a mountain bike, I trialed it on the morning of my birthday and it had been raining and we lived in a very hilly area and we had like, I guess, like a pebblecrete driveway. Yeah, I went down it sideways and I still have the most epic scar on my knee. It didn't hurt at the time until my parents carried me into the room just off our garage and my mum ended up cutting my pants and blood just went everywhere and I was like, oh, now it hurts. And that's when I started crying. Yeah,
that was when, like, Dettol, while really important, now, you know, we have alcohol for various uses and reasons, which is very handy. But you'd always be scared about the Dettol and Mercurochrome, like, because it would just cause so much pain, even though it was exactly what you needed.
Oh, yeah. Look, I probably should have gotten stitches for that one, but I think my parents were more like, I had the pat on the bum, you'll be right, parents.
Well, do you know, like, that's the thing, now that I'm older, when I cut myself, that happens many different ways in different times, and I possibly should need to get stitches. And I just kind of put a Band-Aid on and just keep on rolling. The blood will stop eventually.
Oh, yeah. I have another weird finger scar as well on this second from my pinky finger. When I was hairdressing literally a year or so ago, I cut the top of my finger off.
Oh, okay. I've always wondered when people cut the top of their fingers off, when they say that, does it regrow back? Did you get it sewn on? What happens?
No. It just grows back. It's not like super severe, but you can see there's like a white. And obviously if I committed a crime with that finger prior, it would be different now. They wouldn't be able to catch me. I don't know.
Wait, no, that's not how that works. Like if it's regrowing again, surely
because it's
the same.
A scar. It's grown as a scar.
Oh, so this way you're ready to commit crime. Like in case you were already on the books, now it can be a whole new.
Yeah,
whole
maybe
new level.
I don't know. Let me know if you've got scars on your fingers.
CSI Joe
Breakfast.
Can
you still commit crime? Mm. Coming up after 8 o'clock, though, we're going to be changing from physical scars to emotional scars. Yep. Got one more message in about physical scars before we move into the emotional ones after 8 o'clock. And it says that Dettol was my mother's medical practitioner certificate. I think a lot of parents can relate to that.
Mm-hmm. And Mercurochrome or just a Band-Aid and always just like a sugary drink.
Oh, I still have to keep Band-Aids on me at all times. I am injury prone. Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy Podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.